Thursday, the 15th of November, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, in Yonei Parshas Vayetzei.
The Pasuk says, V'lovon holach, and Lovon went, Ligzei zeseine, to shear sheep. V'tignei v'rochel, and Rochel stole, et atrofim asher la'ov. Rashi's opinion is, what was the trofim? The trofim was an avodah zarah. And as Rashi says, what was her intention? Lehafrish et avio me'avidas elilim niskavno. Her intention was, by stealing it, to keep her father away from avodah zarah. As we'll see soon, it's not so clear that everybody learns like that. That trofim was an avodah zarah. But that is Rashi's opinion. The difficulty is simply, what did Rachel hope to gain by stealing the Avodah Zarah? At the end of the day, she'll get stealed to this Avodah Zarah. He's not going to have it very difficult to go and buy another Avodah Zarah. And therefore, what was she hoping to gain by stealing it? The Territory. She hoped that even if she steals it for a time being, she knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to come and speak to Lavan. And to say to Lavan, he shomer lecha, guard yourself, pentadave im Yaakov mitoy vadro, not to harm Yaakov Avinu at all. And she felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would only come to Lavan bishas the Avodah Zarah was not in the house. And therefore she was hoping, by taking away the Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be able to come to Lavan and tell Lavan not to harm Yaakov, and therefore that's what her aim and target at the time of doing. On the Shitta of Rashi, that Rashi learns that the Trofin was an Avodah Zarah, Rav Chaim Briske asked the question. One of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are Itzah Geneva. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Geneva, a person is Mechuyev Misa. On Afilu, as a right state in Rambam, where the Ben Noach steals from another Ben Noach, the Aloche is Yom Mechuyev Misa. Oivazei, as Rav Chaim gefragt, how could Rochel be allowed to go along and steal the Trofim, to go along and to be matzil with somebody else from doing an Aveira? Therefore, what was Rochel's heter to go along and do it? That's Rav Chaim's kasha. The truth is, what the trofim it was, is a machlekes harishonim. Rashi, we said, says clearly, that the trofim was an avodah zarah. And Rashi's proof to it, is from a pasuk a bit further on in the Sedra, that the Torah writes, Lomo gonafto et olohoi. Why did you steal my God? My Avodah Zarah. The Ramban, the Rashbam, and other Rishonim don't learn like that. They learn that it was a kind of witchcraft, meaning to say, the Ramban explained that he used to take a firstborn son, and he used to slaughter the son, and he used to salt it and oil the skull, and then hang the skull and the oil on the wall, and through that, says the Ramban, he used to be able to go along and do witchcraft, and that used to tell witchcraft things for the future through witchcraft. And we all know that Lavan was an experienced person in Ksomim and Nichus, and therefore, according to that, you have to explain that what the Torah writes, Lomo gonafto et alohoi, doesn't mean to say mamash le avodah zarah. It means the objects which Lavan had trust in it as a light of God. If I learn like this Ramban and Rashbam, if that is the case, I can answer Rav Chaim's kasha. Why? Because Rochel was worried that through the witchcraft, her father, Lavan, would find out that he'd gone away after the demon. And you know what he would do? He would run after him, and he would harm him. And it could jolly well be, through that, he would come to Sakonis Nefoshes. because he would take revenge on Yaakov, and who knows what he could do? Is Evazay, according to that chat, Ken Zayin, therefore Rachel felt that it was mutter to go along and to steal the Trophim, in order that the Trophim shouldn't tell Lavan that Yaakov had run away, and where he had run away. And for Ben Nayach, there was no issa for him to have the Kishuv. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Ben Nayach is not Metzuvah on Kishuv. So Evazay, according to the Rashbam and the Ramban, I've explained how Rachel was allowed to go along and to steal the Trophy. Although the Kasha is on Rashi. On Rashi, that Rashi learns. Rashi learns not like that. Rashi learns there was an Aveda Zoreh. How was he allowed to go along and be over the Issa Geneva to be matzel somebody else from an Aveda? So Poshet, the Chura, you could answer. Right here, there was no Issa Gezeira. Why? Because Mibalt, the Gemara says always, Aveda Zoreh, the Aloche is Osa Ban Hor. We learn it out from the Poshet. Le Yad Beit B'yot Chob Mu'mo. The Aveda Zoreh is completely Osa Ban Hor. Ten Zayn, Rochel Imenu thought that there's no din of Zeira. Why? Because Megabe her, the Aloche is Osa Ban Hor. So therefore, since Megabe her is Osa Ban Hor, therefore, there's no din of Gezeira. Or by the Chura, that teretz is not a good teretz. Why? But Enochinami legabe Rochel Imenu, the Aloche is it was Osa Ban Hor. Or by legabe Lavan only had a mitzvah, just that he's not allowed to serve Aveda Zorah. Is there an or? The Gemara says in Aveda Zorah, it's not said legabi goy, a ben daya. It's only said legabi Yisrael. Kum tochis, oivazei, legabi Lavan, the Trophim wasn't Osir Banor, and therefore since the Trophim wasn't Osir Banor, legabi Lavan, the Trophim was considered to be his. And Eibazay, by Tishrei, how was Rochel Imenu allowed to go along and see it? To answer this, I want to say over a tremendous chiddush from the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says that the Avnei Nezer says these words: "Ein kan ita gezer." Says the Avnei Nezer. Why? Kiven shezeu toiva legoi lahafrishay ma'avedazor. The Avnei Nezer says that by stealing an Aveda Zorah, there's no Issa Gezeira. Why? Because it's a Teva for the Goy to keep him away. Ken Zayin, the Pshat in that Avnei Nezer is that the Yetzeid of Gezeira is to go along and make a person a loss. If I steal off somebody his mobile, I'm causing him a loss of money, because without him having the mobile, other, if through that I'm going along and I'm doing somebody a favor, and forget the favor is even greater than the loss, then there's no issa of Gezeira. And here, Rochel Imenu thought that with doing Lavan a favor, what favor was he doing? She was doing Enochinami a favor of Ruchnis. She held. There's no issa at all of Gezeira. Mibalt the whole idea of Gezeira is the whole teva of issa of Gezeira is to make somebody lose. Mibalt here with going and stealing, what am I doing? I'm doing somebody a teva. And a filler Enochinami says that Avnei Nezer doesn't say exactly those words, but that's Pshat L'chur in Avnei Nezer. That he's doing a teva of Ruchnias, there's no issa there. But Oizkuman, a tremendous chiddush, I said it to Rabbi Robert, and you told me the Chura I'm right. That if that's the case, if you know somebody who's got keys and he wants to drive his car on Shabbos, and he's a Yid, you'll be allowed to go and steal his keys on Shabbos in order that he shouldn't be in Mechalel Shabbos. According to this Avnei Nezer, or in today's world, you see machinery, which is machinery which is uttered by people, by Rabbonim, there'll be no issue of doing it. I'm not saying it halacha lemaisa, of azeh kumteis from the Avnei Nezer, that when you do, the Midbar the Avnei Nezer learns that the issue of gezeira is to make an owner lose, and Midbar here to the contrary, you're not making the owner lose. What are you doing? You're doing a teva, and as Avnei Nezer says, even by a ruchnias dika teva, it's muta, therefore in that case there's no issa gedeva. Although the Eben Ezra,
that's what she needed, because she didn't want the father to discover that.
That's only according to Rashi. That's only according to the Ramban. The Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns lehafishes of vi on avida zelidim. Rashi doesn't mention that at all. Rashi learns with some al avida zora. Then the avnei nezer. If that's the case, she only wanted to do it as ruchnias for her father, and therefore if that's the case, I'm asking not only in Rashi. Wait.
She has the status of
Menayach, but one of the Sheva Mitzvahs of Menayach is Avodah Zarah. One of the Sheva Mitzvahs of Menayach is Avodah Zarah. The Eben Ezra asks another kasha on Rashi. He says, if you learn like Rashi, that the Tzvofim is Avodah Zarah, why did Rochel have to take it with her? She should have gone along and just hid it straight away under the ground. Why did she go along and take it with her? And because of that, the Eben Ezra Taka doesn't learn like Rashi. The Eben Ezra Taka learns that the Tzofim, like the other Rishonim, was Kishuv. The Chula, to answer the Eben Ezra's Kasher, I can use a Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai brings a Rabbeinu Hanano. Now Rabbeinu Hanano says, like Rashi, that she stole the Avodah Zarah. But the reason was, she hoped that he will go along now and see, look, and Avodah Zarah is gone. You can steal it. And therefore he'll go along, love on, and pack it in. And he'll say, a god's not worth anything. And therefore he'll pack up the idol. Oivazoi says Rav Yitzchok Sorotsky in his sefer, that we can answer the Eben Ezra kasha. What was our kasha? Why did she take it with her? Why didn't she hide it on the way? The Torah says, she was hoping that just to take it to keep her father away from Avodah Zarah. And her father will see Avodah Zarah is nothing. Bye-bye, let's pack it in. And therefore, he'll back out from the Issa of Zayla. And therefore her plan was to give it back to him. And therefore she won't altogether even be over Issa Gizela. Why? Because the Gemara says in Bon Messiah, the way that we're saying him explains something, that if you steal something, and you've got in mind to give it back, and you've got your plan is to give it back, you're not over the love of the Sikhsa. If I learn like Rabbeinu Bachai, that a target when she stole it was to go along and to steal it, and to give it back, therefore number one, there's no Issa of Zela, and number two, that answers the Eben Ezra's kasha. Now the Eben Ezra says, why did she take it with her? The reason why she took it with her, because she was hoping to go along and give it back. The Gaon brings a raya to the shitta of Rashi that it was an Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk says a bit further, Vatema el Avio, and she said to her father, Al yicha be'ene adoni, I can't get up, says the Pasuk. Giderech noshim huli. Says the Gaon, what does the Torah mean by those four words, Giderech noshim li? Says the Gaon, Rochel Imenu was being meramed to her father that she had taken the Avodah Zarah. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos that Avodah Zarah has got the same din of Tumah like a Nida. And just like Nida is Metame, exactly the same thing Avodah Zarah is Metame. And that's what she meant when she used those words, when she said these words, Ki lo'ochu lokum miponecho ki derech noshim mini, meaning to say that she had taken the Avodah Zarah, and since she had taken the Avodah Zarah, therefore she was Metame like a Nida. So Eva Zay kum tachlis, that the Gaon says that this pasuk is a raya to the Sitta of Rashi that it was an Aveda Zara. Lachula, the way we said, Lachula, we seem to have explained that Rachel was 100% correct in her action by Vatignei Vesatofi. The truth is, Hazal say that Rachel Imenu was punished for having stolen the Aveda Zara, and because of that, she didn't have the opportunity to bring up Binyamin. And as they write, she didn't only bring up Binyamin. The moment that Binyamin was born, she was put to death straight away. She didn't even live 1 hour in the world. It's not everybody's chat, but that is one Chazal, what Chazal saying why Rachel died straight away. State as Rachel, that was not the way we've explained it. She was 100% correct. The territory is that the reason of the Einish wasn't because of the Meister of the Gzeira. The reason of the Meister Gzeira was because she caused her father tremendous sorrow. And even though the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says that a father who is a Rosha, there's no mitzvah of Tibud of Vein, or that everybody agrees, stating Shulchan Aruch in the Shach in Yeridea, to be Messiah, to go along and to be Messiah, even a father who's a Rosha, the Halacha is, you're it's a bit. And I'll add on, that even though you could say to me, that her Kavana was completely Rachel Imenu Leteva, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Medayik and Tzadikim Kechut HaSara. And I'll prove it. In last week's Sedra, Rachel Imenu, Rivka Imenu, told Yaakov Avinu that you can go along and take the brachas. State in Targum Unkelus that the Targum says, "Don't worry, I've got a nevius. The lo yetsum levotayo, no klolas will come on you." State later on in the pasuk that when Esav came and he heard what his father said, state in the pasuk, "Vayitak sa'oko gedolo umora admori." He screamed at the Oker Gedeva, stating Medrash on that posik, that because Esav screamed, there's the Oker Gedeva Amor, that's why we went through in Megillat Esther, the tremendous Einish, what we had, that by Nishus and Aviro, that punished. Lachura, why should she get punished? But completely, why should we be punished? For the Nevi'ah, and he didn't even want to go. The Teres is, of so the same thing is here as well, that by Rochel Imenu, even though her kavana maybe was completely letovas lovon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's medaktik in tzadikim kechut asar. Be'emet, the same kasha lochura you can ask on Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu in Sedra Bereishis, Chazal say, he went and he damaged all the Aveda Zoras of his father, in Terach. Where did he know that he was allowed to go along and damage all the Aveda Zoras of his father? So the Chura, you could say, that there he was only going along and doing a Maisa Hesed. He just damaged the dollies. He didn't go along mamish and steal them. That what we've learned in the amongst the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Neach, that there's an issa to do, that is only when you go and you do mamish a maisa gzeila. On the Mibalt here, he didn't do a maisa gzeila. He only did a maisa hezek, ken zayin. In that case, there's no issa of doing it. Oba, this is not so possible. Why? Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, Bnei Neach, is Dinim. And the Gemara says that the Shaila is, what does that word Dinim mean? That word Dinim is a Machlokes Ramban and Rambam. What Dinim means? The Rambam learns that the word Dinim means that you have to appoint a Beis Din to deal with the other six mitzvahs of Bnei Neach. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban learns The Ramban learns that not what the Torah says, dinim, the Gemara says, by the seven mitzvahs ben inayach dinim, doesn't mean that. It means that you've got a din ben inayach, I've got a din of ino, ben inayach, I've got a din of nizikim. So if that is the case, whom the case, according to the Ramban, a ben inayach is also mitzvah. Not only is he mitzvah, taka and okinami in dinim of mamish, of going along and stealing, a ben neach will also be mitzvah in the halacha of being matik. Is Eva Zay, how was Avraham Avinu, who Chazal say in last week's Sedra, kept Kola Teva Kula, how was Avraham Avinu allowed to go and to be matik all the Avodah Zarahs of Terach? The Maitre of Avodah, if you learn that is one of the, like the Ramban learns, that Dinim is the Mamish, the Din of Mazik. If that is the case, how was he allowed to go along? On that, I haven't found yet anybody asks. That, I don't know how to answer that question of him. Yeah.
What about the Tzar of
what?
The Tzar.
I don't know if he called Star to his father there. I don't know. You don't find
what?
He did him the business.
He could get easy new doggies.
No,
what?
Could be he was too young.
He was 3 years old, but he was at that time. He kept, because Chazal say that he kept all the Torah. The Gemara learns out from that, from the Pasuk Eitev Asher Shomer Avraham Bekoli. That he went and he kept the whole Torah. That kasha, I've looked in all the Bali Drush for him to find what the heter for Avraham Avinu to go along and to destroy the Avodah Zarah, where he had a heter. Because Yaakov Avinu by Rochel, I've got a few ways. The easiest way is to say according to Rashi. That according to Rashi, what was the heter to go along and do it? Because she was, if you heard, especially like the Ramban and the Rashban, that she was worried that the Mibaltit's a Kishuv. Mibaltit was a Kishuv. Therefore, through the Kishuv, she was worried that he would find out, Lavan, that Yaakov had run away and therefore he would harm him. Therefore, if that's the case, Takan Ochinami was putting his life in Sakona, and therefore she felt she was allowed to go along and do it.
Why would Lavan need Kishuv if he can finally run away because he's not there?
Go much quicker with the Kishuv. He'll know exactly where he is. He'll know exactly where he went. And therefore he'll go along and he'll take a harm him. But if you learn, like Rashi, that there was an Avodah Zarah, it was an Avodah Zarah, then you can't learn that. On that I'm using the Avnei Nezer teret, that how was he allowed to steal? Because according to the Avnei Nezer is machadish, that if you want to do somebody a favor in a ruchnias, then the halacha is there's no issa altogether of doing gezeira.
Huh? The Mahetik was saying.
I don't know whether it was by the Hetik, there was no ruchnias to favor. What was it? Avraham Avinu. What are you worried about? Huh? He was damaging. Maybe.
Broken with damage.
What?
If broken with damage, did it not take? It would have been better.
If she would have only damaged them, maybe the Kishuv could have still worked. She wanted to make, according to the Ramban, that the Kishuv shouldn't work. I don't.